Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. Okay, guys, it's time to pour it out. Welcome, everyone. This is my holiday episode, technically, of Straight Up with Stassi. It's my pour it out episode where I answer you guys' questions for advice.
Well, I'm glad I'm wearing a festive
advice.
Shirt then, because it's holiday.
Mm-hmm. Buon Natale.
What?
Buon Natale.
That's good. You're.
Thank you. I have my husband here. I just figured, you know, if I'm gonna do a holiday themed pour it out, you know, what better partner to have on than my real life partner? You know,
bullshit. Get
it's,
real.
It's totally bullshit. I just like can we double up and do this today? Let's do Good, the Bad, the Baby, and let's like do this after. That's why. So that's why.
You'd rather be here with Strecker.
Thank you so much for being here, Bo.
You're welcome.
Your energy drink looks fucking disgusting.
What?
Wow. It looks so gross. Can we talk about this? I want to talk about these. I'm a Celsius girly. Okay.
I understand it, but this
through and through.
Wow.
But Bo has recently started drinking this. Yeah, show me.
It's Gatorade. It's a fast twitch. It's like caffeine and electrolytes. So this is fantastic.
It's the color of the bottle. It's the way that it's the branding.
Well, this is strawberry watermelon, so it's going to be pink.
All right.
I don't know. It tastes good. It tastes good, and I'm getting a like. It's like what are they? What's the
you know
the
what it reminds me of? Liquid IV.
It's liquid IV with caffeine.
Okay.
So I'm
talking about the branding.
Okay.
Whoever did this branding.
Well, it's sports stuff. It's Gatorade. It's sports.
Yeah, they weren't branding for me. They weren't branding towards 35-year-old women.
That's why I'm drinking it.
Good point. You know what it's giving? Tell me if you remember this.
Okay.
Surge.
Is that like Mellow Yellow, but it had...
Did I make this up?
No, there was Surge. I thought you were going to say Four Loko.
Oh, boy, Four Loko used to run my life. Mm-hmm. The way that Four Loko used to run my life, mm-hmm. I would head over to 7-Eleven on the reg to get those Four Lokos.
I have an original Four Loko in a can.
It does look like Surge.
I do remember Surge, but see, that's like Mountain Dew on crack.
I wasn't allowed to have Surge growing up, so whenever I went over to a friend's house who had Surge, I was one of those kids like had to have it because I wasn't allowed to have it.
I was an adult when Surge came out, so I wasn't able to have that because I have allergies to Yellow Number 5. So when I would drink a Surge or a Mountain Dew, I would literally have an asthma attack or break out in hives.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's what I do check. People are like, are you checking for calories? I'm like, no, I'm checking for food coloring because when there's stuff in there that's all like Yellow Number 5, Red Number 10, and all that other crap, you don't need to do that. Just make it normal. It's fine. So this is, I don't know. I enjoy it.
Energy drinks, man. You know, I've just been told that there are a lot of TikToks out there talking about how Celsius is, it's pretty much like taking drugs.
Really?
Yeah. Really? And I refuse to let... That creep into my algorithm.
Well, I mean, if you're going to drink this is 200 milligrams of caffeine, Celsius is two. I mean, if you're drinking 17 of them a day, I mean, you have an issue.
I only have one a day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I don't think it's like a drug.
You know what? I think that I need to give my listeners a tip. Okay. Y'all, I did something a little unhinged the other day. I needed caffeine, but I also needed to loosen up. And so I decided to try mixing the Celsius, the sparkling apple pear with some Prosecco.
Rob and I do that all the time, except we just...
What?
What do you think a Red Bull and vodka came from? Red Bull and vodka.
Wait, not so me now, thinking that like, what, you came I up just something? Came up with something no, when, genius.
When Rob comes over here and hangs out, we Celsius tequila, Celsius vodka is a great pregame. And then you go out.
That just doesn't sound like it tastes good. No, this tasted
too
like
sugar.
Sparkling apple cider.
Because it's the 100%. I'm sure
but
it
just,
did. But
just
that's,
one. Just one. Like, you know, I'm not like drinking a lot of it, but it was one. It did the trick.
So Prosecco and Celsius. Well, I mean,
the sparkling apple cider, the sparkling apple pear.
Fuji, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuji
that
pear
one.
Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're welcome. So like, no one's asking that question on this episode. No one asked. But here's a holiday tip. If you find that the holidays exhaust you, but you also want to relax, loosen up, just mix a little Celsius with your Prosecco.
Or just pour out half your Celsius and then pour the Prosecco in the can, and then none of your family will know the wiser.
Why are you...
Well, I'm saying if you...
Why are they trying to hide their drinking?
Well, maybe. What if they're like, you know, very uptight family members? What if someone's going to like their boyfriend's house and like the family doesn't drink? Maybe they're like super religious or something, but they can totally have the energy drink, but you want to have...
Ways to sneak alcohol. Like right, that one seems a little...
You can totally put like a Celsius with the Prosecco in there and no one's going to know the wiser. But if it's in a bottle, what if someone accidentally... Or a glass, what if someone actually has a sip of it?
You just said know the wiser more than once already on this podcast episode. And I've never heard you say it before.
Didn't you probably said it then? Know the wiser?
I don't know. Wait, you know, I'll never forget this one time. I was auditioning for this reality show that I did end up getting, but it was for a pilot.
Was it about bees?
Yeah, what was it called?
Was it bees?
Queen Bee?
No. You guys, I don't want to talk about that.
Amazing Race.
This was after Queen Bee's, and this was before Vanderpump Rules. And there was like a casting, I think, or did somebody ask me to audition? I can't remember. But it was about three girls who were going to like give up their lives and go to the Bahamas and move there. But it was for a pilot. It wasn't to actually like be on the show.
That doesn't sound like anything dangerous or that's like, okay.
Well, I ended up getting it and I went to the Bahamas and I filmed it.
Oh.
But the point of this...
Where's the footage?
I mean...
I have it on old computer. They showed me the pilot. I have it.
Like stay in a hotel? Like the Bahamas are nice.
That's we stayed not at like Atlanta. Atlantis. It was like a fake reality show. Like they were trying to make, like, let's say The Hills, where it's like so contrived and fake, like the storylines are already there.
Gotcha.
So it was three of us were cast. I had just started dating Jax at the time, so I brought him along. I convinced the people to let him be the dude on it. So he played not even my love interest, like somebody else's love interest. It was like full blown acting. Okay. And we got a free trip to Atlantis out of it. But the point of what I was trying to say, I remember the audition. The like casting thing there. And I will never forget because, you know, during that time, back in my early 20s, like I'm embarrassed to say, I used to drink like at any occasion, any time, any audition, any casting, like I had to drink. It was, when I think back on it, it's like,
did you drink when you were performing and auditioning for Sharknado as the government official?
That was an offer.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, because I'm just, you know.
You didn't have to do
you know,
it.
I didn't have to
know. Did anyone ask you to self-tape?
That was just an offer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
you didn't have to look up at the sky and scream.
Anyway, I remember going to this audition for this show, this reality show, and I had a water bottle, but it was vodka, and I thought I was getting away with it. And then I remember sitting next to another girl who was auditioning, and she was just like, "Are you drinking right now?" And I was like, it's like 10 in the morning and I'm drinking straight vodka out of an actual Dasani bottle. I love Dasani. Okay. Everyone leave me alone.
It's disgusting.
And I just remember feeling so judged, so called out, so alcoholic-y, so weird. I had
like vodka. Like I literally opened up a bottle of, it's like, it's not like, like odorless.
This is the thing. My mom taught me.
Vodka smells like nail polish.
No, my mom taught me that if you want people to not know that you're drinking, don't drink wine. Drink a vodka-based drink because you can't smell it. Yeah, so I thought that you couldn't.
Oh, 20s.
I thought that vodka was something I could get away with. I didn't get away with it. She made me feel like a weirdo. I had to fess up. I was like, well, yeah, I'm nervous. We're at a casting right now. I couldn't deny it.
Was she like, can I just smell it?
She
did.
Did
she ask for any?
She was scared of me. She was like, that girl's gonna end up on an episode of Intervention.
Was this an acting casting job or like a reality? It's weird that you go did reality castings.
Yeah, but I told you I got the job though.
Oh, this was for the okay.
Yeah, and I brought I brought Kristen Doty. Because I was supposed to bring my friends.
Right.
I brought Kristen Doty, Christina Kelly, and this other friend that I had, Nikki. Not the one that you know, a different Nikki. And none of them got asked back, just me. Sorry, Kristen.
Did the other girl get gassed?
No, the other girl did not. Judgy girl didn't. Probably because she was so fucking judgy. Did judgy people? No.
She probably narked on you after you went in.
Yeah, and like, that probably made them like me more.
They're like, oh, she's ready to party in Bahamas.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to make me do that. I did print auditions for a little while, and then I realized how much I fucking hated it. But they would be like, bring in your friends. And I would be like, no, why would I sit there and call my friends to what if they get the job? And I don't, I'm not bringing in my friends, freaking lazy ass casting directors.
Oh, I always brought in my friends.
Oh, I never did. I never did. Fucking not bringing them in.
Well, you just have to trust that you're your own star.
Well, it's not. But the thing is, when you're doing a print job, there's no talent. It's like whatever God gave you and whatever you look at that moment. You're hungover, you're going in for a print audition. That's what you, good luck.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like commercials when I would go in there hungover and book a commercial because I'm hungover and I'm just like freaking hilarious.
Listen, we do our best work when we're hungover. I miss being able to be hungover because obviously we can't. We have kids now. And that's
fear.
The worst. Like I don't wish that on my worst enemies. Like I don't wish for them to know what it's like to be hungover with kids.
They're probably already hungover anyway, so you don't have to wish.
100%. But we can't live the hangover life anymore. But that is when we do our best work as podcasters or entertainers, because you're just so unfiltered. You just don't give a fuck. Like when I think back on all of my best Vanderpump Rules moments, I'm like, that's because I was hungover. I didn't care. So zero filter. Whatever I thought came out of my mouth. Being hungover is the best.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. In that sense.
It's the best for entertainment. Yeah.
No.
Value.
Yeah. No, I just like that. I just can't even even thinking about being hungover just gives me the holiday scaries.
Yeah. Well, luckily we found ways to prevent that. Did you just see that they now are releasing a pill that is going to prevent hangovers because it cuts your alcohol level down, I think 40%, and it does it in 30 minutes. So
what?
Say you're on your way home and you're like, I don't need to be drunk anymore. You take this pill and it cuts the alcohol in your blood. Y'all, I hope saw it all over social media posts.
Yeah, you know what? TikTok.
God, but please, if anyone's still doing that, please don't drive. that's I don't know. That
yeah, that's probably
me.
Why. That's probably what. Yeah.
Take an Uber still.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Okay. Anyway, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This is the holiday episode. Bo?
Yeah, I know. That's why I just said I'm wearing my Grinch hand. It's colors. It's green and red.
Yeah, very cute.
Merry Christmas.
The holidays.
Happy holiday.
This is a big one for us because it's the first holiday as a family of four. I love that we thought we were going to go to Scotland for Christmas. I love that we were so enthusiastic and we thought that would be something that we could do. When I was pregnant, I was fully convinced that we were going to make it happen. And now that I have a 3-month-old and a demonic 3-year-old, no thanks.
I think that we could have actually made it there. Just get on the airplane and fly over to Scotland.
That would have been the most miserable flight of our lives.
You know why? I feel like because we're not going, that everyone that's going there, certain people that we know, it's going to be rainy and miserable.
It's going to suck
for
them.
It's not even going to snow. It's just going to slush. So you're going to walk down the streets of Scotland and be like, oh, this is where William Wallace was. But you got to wear your rain boots and your other things like that.
Lo took our idea.
This is where the Shrek movie was made.
Didn't our friend Jenna also? Isn't she going to Scotland? She's going to Scotland.
See, it's not just me.
After I told all these bitches, I want to go to Scotland when I give birth.
You're welcome, Scotland.
They all were
travel.
They were like, you know what? You can't, but I will.
You don't own Italy, Kim.
What is that?
That's a good reference. Haven't you heard that Kim Kardashian and her sister Kourtney fighted over? Wow. Whoa. They fought over Italy.
What does that mean? Of what? Where?
Courtney's like, you are copying my Dolce & Gabbana La Dolce Vita life with your new business venture. And then Kim was like, you copied the fact that I got married in Italy. So like, you got married in Italy, I got married in Italy first. So like, Courtney's like, you don't own Italy.
Technically, Courtney copied you because we were originally going to get married in Portofino. Then we chose Rome. And then after we got married, we went to Portofino next to where my sister lives. And then every place that we went on our Roman and Milan tour, Courtney was like Courtney four, was there. 4 days after.
Even the same restaurants that I went to, Courtney was there 4 days after we went there. Because I'm a fucking trendsetter, Bo. What can I say?
Well, I mean, technically, I'm the one who was the tour guide, but go ahead. Sure. But,
no, it's just what I do, people want to follow. You know, Courtney wants to follow what I do.
I'm sure she does.
Wait, did you know that Courtney Kardashian commented on one of my TikToks when I was pregnant?
No.
Yeah.
What did she say?
I saw it like 3 weeks too late.
Do you think she has her own TikTok or she has an assistant on it?
I think she has her own. It was the TikTok that I made when I was pregnant talking about how there's no one hotter than a postpartum woman who has just like started feeling herself again. Like, yes. I did a TikTok where I was like, truly, because postpartum women, like, we know what it's like to look like a troll. We know what it's like to look like Quasimodo. We know what it's like to feel truly disgusting. So once we like get back to just like a sliver of our former selves and we start feeling attractive again, the confidence that we have, it's just undeniable. You can't fucking stop us. And that is what I was saying in the TikTok. And that's what Kourtney Kardashian commented on.
Did she just say like word?
I think she said amen.
I know. That was close.
I think that's what, yeah, I think it was like amen. Yeah. Still.
Do you think she has like an assistant that sits there and just goes like, find some like, you know, like D-list celebrities and just like comment on them, you know, find some moms who just like need an emotional booster, you know, find some pregnant moms, postpartum moms that, you know, just like a little teardrop of a comment from my account will make their week.
Like, it makes me relatable. Maybe you never know what the Kardashians.
I'm gonna get on Trav's TikTok and to see what he's doing. If he's writing like a dad comment, I'm just going to be like, amen, bro.
Yeah.
And then have like the little drummer emoji.
Yeah. Since we're on the subject of the Kardashians, did you see
probably not
their decorations? Kim Kardashian's decorations?
Aren't they insane? They're always insane.
They're so dumb.
What? Oh,
I thought they were like, I am so sick of them. I'm so sick. Not of the Kardashians. I love them. Love all those girls. I'm so sick of her dumb Christmas decorations.
Does she just do like the lazy lasers?
She does these creepy tampon looking white pillars that don't look Christmassy whatsoever. They just look like giant tampons and nothing about it to me says Christmas. I will say this year, like she did do a million trees lining her hallway but there are no ornaments on them.
Do you think they have no ornaments on them? That's the house that there's nothing in there, right?
It's just, yeah, it's correct.
I feel like, and I don't think anyone would ever know this unless they're producers, but they have to have like another, like part of the house where shit's comfortable.
Yeah. 100%.
Like they, 100%. They have like a, like their grandma's couch that they slept on. That's like literally has the imprint of their bodies from when they were like eight. But it's like when they're filming there, it all looks boring. Like it looks like a museum.
I believe
there's no way they have that many kids and there's like not shit around there.
Okay. I believe it's that like Kim Kardashian has a wing, but she doesn't even
see
a wing. Yeah. A wing in her house. That's normal. But I believe that she refuses to go in there.
Really?
Because I think that's where her kids would be. But I don't care. I think that she won't cross the threshold into their world, but she'll allow her kids to cross the threshold into her world. But her kids know not to fuck shit up in her all white world.
I think it'll
fuck with her emotional state if she sees a toy that is not beige. I think it'll fuck with her if she sees a wallpaper.
It's the Kardashian, the witch, and the bed, the broom. What's the movie with Narnia? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah, the Kardashian, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she literally has that. That's what it is. You know what I mean? It's like she's got her. She's the ice queen.
Yeah.
And then she can go back and then be, you know, one of
No, she doesn't cross back.
Oh,
no,
she doesn't.
No, no.
Right.
She lives in Narnia.
Oh, okay.
So Kim Kardashian's main house where it's all white and beige, that's Narnia.
Okay. That's really?
That's
I feel like that's Ice Queen's palace. Because Narnia was like, there was colors, they had tents and stuff with the lion people, the people that have animals and stuff like that.
Okay, well now, you know I don't know.
Ice Queen.
I just want to go over to Kim's house and just pop some ornaments on the trees. So bad. I want to do it so badly.
She needs to have a tacky Christmas, or at least a tacky Christmas tree. No?
No.
Why not? You want to put ornaments on there?
You
want
I
to
do,
put, like, chic
but
ornaments?
I don't. But what do you mean by tacky?
I don't know. You said that means there's no ornaments on the tree.
I just like any
so
ornaments.
Does she have like? Does she just have like Christmas trees?
Christmas trees that are lit. I mean, honestly, it looks like a winter wonderland. So it's actually like it's really cool. It's just she has the money to afford ornaments. Like
maybe she's got an aesthetic that we're not going to realize until it's
what's that one?
There's plenty there.
Wow, that looks
that's,
ornaments.
That yeah. that location must not be that must
that must be
that must be
Narnia.
In the wing.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm.
There's snow on the ground, or is the floor is white?
See, look, that's what she does.
Oh
Bo.
My god, wow.
It's just a bunch of white flocked trees. Like it looks cool. It could be cooler.
No, I don't think that could be any cooler. That's literally, it's like you're outside but inside. It's like Night at the Roxbury where the club is in the inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. They just need like a station wagon from the
Griswolds. Can you show him the tampon decorations? That's really where my problem lies.
I hope she doesn't like put like any kind of like red ribbon around it, because that
no
would just
that
look
okay
weird.
That's a dream. So in her bathroom, that's her bathroom. She has a million Christmas trees lit up.
That's a big bathroom.
No shit, Bo. We need to start dreaming bigger.
Do you think she has like a door that you?
I need to start manifesting bigger. Okay,
I don't know, but just like
I need to use my powers.
So wasn't this Pour It Out?
Yeah, it was. But we still talk a little bit.
Oh, do you?
In the beginning. The last Pour It Out I did with Alex, I think we talked for an hour before we actually even got to the questions. Type in Kim Kardashian tampon Christmas decorations. Guarantee.
Really?
Guarantee a photo will pop up.
Are they plat?
They're white.
They're white? But what if they're just like frozen icicles, like pillars?
No, you guys, they're so fugly.
Oh.
Couldn't be fuglier.
That looks like marshmallows stacked on top of marshmallows. Like those are what?
Like who saw that and went, that's it. I feel Christmas joy. I feel the spirit. I feel the holiday spirit.
I thought it was like outside, like massive pillars that just, I'm not feeling that.
It's giving Donald Trump at the White House. Remember?
No.
When Melania decorated the White House and it looked scary. Like it did not look like Christmas joy. Like it didn't, there was no joy coming from her decorations.
It looks like foam. Like you're about to make an arts and craft project, but you bought so much, you just put it on the side of your house until you were able to stuff pillows.
Like, do you look at that? How does a person look at that and be like, I feel the Christmas spirit.
It looks like one of like Kanye's outfits. Weird.
I don't like it.
Just.
I don't like it. I love Kim Kardashian. I don't like those. Anyway. Well, so
hey, everyone celebrates the spirit of Christmas differently.
True, I guess. Did you see that? What's in style now? What all of the fashion it girlies are doing?
Oh, I heard it on the radio
with their Christmas trees this year.
It's Victorian old stuff or something like that. It's
ribbons.
Ribbons, but also the Victorians. The I did. Radio. I heard it on.
Are you joking?
No, when I dropped off Hartford on the way back, I was listening to the radio.
And you listen to live radio?
Like, I have Sirius XM.
Okay.
And there's shows.
And what were they saying exactly?
They were talking about, like, how the ribbons and then also, like, Victorian age
stuff. Are you messing with me?
I'm 100% messing with you. Or not messing with you. They were literally talking about that stuff. And I was like,
trendsetter?
You've been doing the ribbons for the last, like, 2-3 years.
I've been doing old world Victorian shit, too. What did I say? Trendsetter. Next year, Kim Kardashian's gonna go old world Christmas.
No, she's gonna go ribbon. And everyone's gonna be like, oh, fucking
ribbon.
What? Let's bring her back to the Met. She's allowed back in. Give her the yellow dress.
The yellow dress?
Yeah, wasn't that what Marilyn Monroe had? Wasn't it a yellow dress?
No.
It was just a...
Oh, no, Bo.
What?
It wasn't yellow. It was a flesh-colored dress.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Let's talk about something I cannot live without, and that is Liquid IV. No joke, you guys. first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. I drink liquid IV all throughout the day, liquid IV, before I go to bed so that I'm not hungover or just so that I'm just, I don't know, hydrated, even if it's like a day that I'm not drinking. I am drinking liquid IV. If you don't know what liquid IV is, it's a hydration multiplier. Okay. So you put this, it's like a packet. Okay. And it's flavored and you pour it into a bottle of water and it's essentially like doubling the amount of water intake that you have. So you're hydrating two times faster and there's 8 vitamins and nutrients for just like everyday wellness. So it just like makes me feel like I'm just being extra healthy and extra hydrating all day long. Plus I am just obsessed with so many of the flavors. My top 2 favorite ones, passion fruit. So good. That was like the only one that I would like fully commit to for so long. And then when I was pregnant, they came out with sugar-free, and they made a white peach. It was life-changing. So now I'm a sugar-free white peach girly. So if you feel like you need to be more hydrated, I mean, we all need to be hydrated, whether you're working out, you're flying, you have kids, or just like you drank too much, we need to stay hydrated. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code STASI at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code STASI at liquidiv.com. I'm someone who appreciates recording history, stories. I want to know all about my family and their past and things like that. And that's why I'm really into talking about StoryWorth, okay? Because that's exactly what it does. And this is also really a great gift to give someone. So it's basically writing a book about their life. Like every week, StoryWorth will email a loved one or like whoever you choose a single life-related question. Okay. So you pick from their collection, like, okay, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? Or what's the farthest you've ever traveled? So all they have to do is reply with a story. Then after a year, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories, memories, and even photos, okay, into an exquisite hardcover book. I wish so badly that I had this or knew about StoryWorth when my grandmother was alive. Like, that would have been a treasure that I could keep forever and pass down to my children to keep my grandmother's stories and memory and life alive for generations to come. I just think it's such a wonderful thing. So if you like to hear your family stories, if you are somebody who likes to, you know, keep history alive, StoryWorth is so for you. So help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to StoryWorth.com/Stasi today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/Stasi to save $10 on your first purchase. StoryWorth.com/Stasi. Sleep is something that's very important to me. And obviously, I just had a baby, so sleeping has been, it's a little all over the place. But we are a Hatch sound machine family. So much to the point that now I use a Hatch Restore. Okay. Let me explain. I first discovered Hatch when I was pregnant with Hartford. Everyone said that was the best sound machine out there. We still literally have the same one that she had when she was born, and she still uses it every night. We got so used to hearing it that like now I need to hear the sound machine in order to go to bed. So that's why we have the Hatch Restore. And Messer, my son, also has the Hatch. So like big Hatch family. But let me explain what makes the Hatch Restore so incredible, okay? It's a device that helps you build a consistent bedtime and morning routine so you can prioritize rest and sleep better. So you can start forming better sleep habits by using the Hatch Restore. Like it'll gently, you know, wake you up with a sunrise alarm and you can set it so the light comes on first and like make it personalized. So it's basically teaching you how to have good sleep and how to have good sleep habits. Great sleep can be learned with Hatch. 83% of customers report improved sleep, and they have a 60-night money-back guarantee, so you can try it for yourself risk-free. And right now, Hatch is offering my listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/Stasi. That's hatch.co/Stasi to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/Stasi. So the questions that you guys have sent in, all holiday related, I feel like we should probably get into it. Yeah?
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Stassi, I love you. My question is, how do you prevent a hangover when it's the holidays and you have two crazy kids and you want to drink, but you also have to take care of said kids in the morning? Thanks. Bye.
I love that we were just discussing this. I also want to, first of all, this is a very important question. And like, this is me helping the world right now. Like I am a philanthropist with the way that I'm answering this question, because I am about to save everyone and help everyone in need. Okay. This is what you do. First of all, you stick to the same alcohol. You pick one. Pick one. Then at the end of the night, try and have water in between. Just try. Just make an effort. I know it's hard. Try, and if you could try and keep it to one drink an hour, like that's helpful. At the end of the night, you drink two large glasses of water with liquid IV in it. Liquid IV, okay? Then you're going to take two Advil. And this is the important part. Two charcoal pills. That is the important part. When you take the charcoal pills, you will wake up not hungover and your poop will be black. But
also,
really.
Can I just interject too? A lot of that is also your age affects you as well, because.
Bo, charcoal pills truly.
I know that I'm the one who told you about charcoal pills, but at someone at my age, in my geriatric years, I do the purple pills before I drink. There's these purple pills on Amazon that I take two of those before.
What are they
I
called?
Are
they called purple pills?
I think it's like the purple tree purple pills. I don't know. There's Amazon.
We need to have the exact ones.
I will Google on the Amazon for the purple pills. So I take the purple pills, and then, but 100%, you have to drink of water. Yeah, there you go.
They're called purple tree.
It's a purple tree. It's a before.
I have never taken those, just FYI.
Well, because Rob and I at our age, we take the purple pills.
Okay.
So it's thistle. I've heard that helps.
Milk thistle. Wow.
Okay. So you take the purple pill ahead of time.
You do the water in between the drinks, and then do the exact same things. But after 40, it's good to have four charcoal pills.
Whoa.
Four.
Okay. Well, like, it makes you go to the bathroom.
Well, everything makes you go to the bathroom.
No, like, it makes you go.
I don't.
Like, you go.
No, it doesn't.
And it's black. Yes. I remember the first time I saw it. I thought something was very wrong.
But that's what happens if you take Pepto-Bismol. It's just going to make your poo-poos black.
What?
I think so.
Pepto-Bismol, pink?
Yeah, the pink makes your poo-poos black.
Does?
Yeah, because it does something to it.
I've never heard that before.
Well, maybe I'm just taking the Pepto-Bismol while I'm taking the charcoal pills, and the charcoal pills are making my poo-poos black.
Maybe. I think that's probably it. I also want to note that I didn't take my own advice on Thanksgiving because I forgot what it was like. Like, I just forgot. Like, I had been pregnant for so long. So, obviously, I was sober. And this was my first holiday back. And I forgot that I had to take all of these steps in order to not be hungover. Mm-hmm. So, I was foolish as fuck. I had a Bloody Mary to start, then I had Kir Royales, then I had red wine, and then I finished that off with spiked eggnog. Yeah, and I thought that
don't want a hangover, don't drink eggnog. Or drink eggnog without like rum or bourbon.
Yeah, I did not follow any of the things that I preached. Like I just blame the fact that I was just so excited to not be pregnant anymore and that I could like drink and have fun.
Yep.
No, that's not the move. You stick to one alcohol, you guys.
It's like me at a Taco Bell tasting party or something. You know what I mean? You're just going to overindulge, and then the next day you're just going to be like,
Taco Bell tasting. We haven't had Taco Bell years.
What? You're out of your mind. I have had Taco Bell.
The last time I had Taco Bell was after the Bridgerton experience. That was May 2022.
I've had Taco Bell. Wow. There has been football games.
Oh, and, really?
Yes. I've had Taco Bell.
So you've had Taco Bell behind my back?
100%. Yes.
Like, where are the wrappers? Where are you hiding them?
Well, drive-in. There's a drive-in.
There's
a drive-in.
What? You're telling me? I feel like I found out you're cheating on me. You've gotten in your car to leave the house.
No, I didn't get out of my car, but I've 100% been out. And then, oh, there's a Taco Bell. Let me just go in and get a quick burrito supreme real quick.
And you throw away the wrapper before you get home?
Well, yeah, because it's going to stink up my car.
Where do you throw the wrapper away?
And this thing called the garbage can that's outside of our house before you walk in.
So you don't want me to know that you've done the loop-a-loo around Taco Bell.
I don't want shame. I don't know if you're going to be, one, upset that you didn't have it, or two, that you're going to judge me for having Taco Bell at 11 a.m. or sometime that's not Taco Bell appropriate. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Same time, it's
interesting.
I live in fear, Stassi, every day. Fast food fear.
It's okay. There was one specific time I remember I did that. Like, I got McDonald's and then I threw it away in our
garbage can.
In our, the outdoor-y mm-hmm. ones. Yeah. The outdoor ones. Because I was like, oh, fuck. I forgot to ask Bo if you wanted something. Yeah. And it was after a pregnancy appointment.
Yeah, and I knew what you did. I knew what you did. And then remember you accidentally brought it up on the Good, the Bad, the Baby about it. And then
really?
Yeah. And you said McDonald's sucks. And then I should have gone to Jack in the Box. And then Jack in the Box replied back to you. Smart choice. Yeah, you should have came to us. Yeah. And then I was like, wait, you went to McDonald's or Jack in the Box? You didn't bring me back stuff? I love Jack in the Box curly fries. Remember that? We literally had that conversation. Yes. And then you tried to cover poorly.
Correct. All right.
Also, Bo was right about the Pepto-Bismol.
It makes your poopy black.
She told you.
Interesting.
Make your poopies black.
All right. Next question.
Hi, Stassi. It's Caitlin. So my sister is bringing home her boyfriend for the first time this year for Christmas. I've never met him before. So my question is, what, if anything, should I get him? I think it would be a really nice gesture to get him something to open on Christmas morning. I'm just totally stumped on what to get for somebody that I really don't know much about. But here's what I do know. He's in his late 20s. My sister is 27. They live in Miami. And my sister moved down there almost a year ago. We're from New York. And they started dating a few months later. So it's been less than a year. They currently live together, and he used to work for Soho House as a bar club manager, and he dresses really nice. His Instagram is like full of very polished pictures, and he has a dog. So that's all I've got. You can see my dilemma. I really appreciate any advice that you have. Thank you so much. I love you, and Merry Christmas.
Does Pitbull have a cologne brand?
Why? Because Miami?
Yeah, and polished like Pitbull's head.
All right. Caitlin?
I got nothing for the Miami people.
I don't know.
Because most of them
it doesn't define him as a human being.
Fashion-wise, you're at 100%.
You don't have to buy fashion. You don't have to buy clothes
She just said he's polished. He's an old Soho manager. And it's Miami. And he's late 20s. And he's...
We can come up with some ideas.
Yeah.
You know, my least favorite part about the holidays is gift giving.
Yep. I'd say just anyone.
It really, I forget if I've talked about this just on The Good, the Bad, the Baby, or if I talk about this on Straight with Stassi, but Bo and I both are not, like, our love language is, like, not gift giving whatsoever.
Like 0%.
Like 0%. Like, that's just not how we show love to people, and that's not how I receive love. Like, when someone gives me a gift, like, it's really nice, but I don't feel the love because someone got me a gift. Like, that's not how I receive love, okay?
I mean, if someone wants to give me a brand new,
you know, like, I'm like, yeah, or like, if somebody wants to give me, like, a diamond ring, like, I'm fine with it. Like, love it, but I don't feel the love.
Yeah.
I just like the ring.
But I would give you the love if you give me a minivan, woman, please.
I asked Bo what he wanted for Christmas this year, and he said he wants a coupon book.
Huh?
The coupon book.
Literally, that I asked for my birthday, said, Father's Day, Christmas. I have asked this three times.
But I can't do it because then that means like I am your servant. Like, you can literally order me to do whatever you want.
Give me one coupon. It could be a book of one of each activity.
Wait, and then he said, okay, fine. What about a sexy photo shoot? Yeah, because 3 months postpartum, I really feel like getting into some lingerie and taking some photos. That sounds fun.
You're right. I understand. Yeah, I mean, I do find you beautiful. And
I appreciate that.
I love your body. So I understand what you're saying. I understood.
I got a real kick out of that one.
But, you know, just give me like the coupon book.
I told her she should do coupons of stuff she wants to do.
There you go.
Happy hour at Belmont.
Yeah. Like, Bo drives.
Make a European lunch.
Okay.
Foot rub massage for Stassi.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you just did the wrong coupon book that I wanted to have for, wait a second.
Okay. Gifts. First of all, Caitlin, I think it's really nice that you want to get your sister's boyfriend a gift so he has something to open up, because that is always like uncomfortable when like there's one person who's like new who doesn't have something to open up.
On both sides, because does that mean that everyone in the family has to get him something?
No.
Yeah. But why is the sister? Why isn't it like the mom? Because
I'm assuming she's hosting. Oh, gotcha. So he's coming to her. So like,
I would just call the sister. One. Just
first
call,
of all, yeah. Like, honestly.
Just be like, look, you know what I mean?
Yes. But
what does he like?
That's what I would do that too. I would just literally.
Oh, pit bull?
Oh, did I love
get him, make him a coupon book.
But we should give the girlies out there listening some advice on things to get dudes.
Well, I don't know what a 28-year-old man would want.
I liked Lo's idea.
Oh, but did she say he have a dog? He has a dog.
He has a dog.
Get him like a subscription to like a gift card for Chewy.
There you go.
Get something for your dog. Get like, you know, like a like literally $100 gift card to Chewy so you can pick out like a new collar, or maybe the dog's got needs like, you know, flea meds or something, and boom.
Okay. If you say that he's bougie, go to Goop, type in gifts for men and find something dog related. I'm not joking.
Oh, really?
Like Goop has like the bougiest gifts.
Is that Gwyneth Paltrow's website?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I knew that.
I bought one of your Christmas presents from Goop.
What? Which one?
You don't know it yet.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a past year.
I think I've also in the past, I think a knife that I bought you, I had gotten from a cooking knife.
The sharp one, the Japanese one.
I think that was from Goop too.
It's like, it makes me think of Kevin Costner, the Bodyguard. You probably never saw that movie.
No, I never did. Which is surprising because Kevin Costner is my secret boyfriend.
And he's like, he was the bodyguard and Whitney Houston. And
I need to watch that.
The song came from that movie.
And I know that. Okay. Other ideas. You know, I would say alcohol, but no one wants to open up alcohol on Christmas morning.
Yes, you do. What if it's like a, like, you know, just if it's very stressful and there's
no,
they're
you can,
in,
you know, you can have alcohol, in. You can drink it. But like the thought of unwrapping an alcohol bottle, just like, doesn't seem very Christmas morning.
No, it's easy because you just peek it out. Ooh, thank you. And then put it back. It's so easy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I vote no. But
alcohol.
I say, you know what? I go to holiday gift guides all the time online. Like Goop is my main one.
Goop. I need to look at Goop. I'm simple. I'm like literally like, give me like a Lego.
What about this is Goop. A champagne saber.
I saw that.
A champagne saber? What are you guys, Tom Sandoval over here?
Really, though? That's actually what I think about when I see a champagne saber.
If that guy's polished, he might like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just, it's all, God, when I see that those on Instagram, and it's like, it's so Miami.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know what? I think that we've given...
I think, yeah, I'm looking at the Goop stuff right now.
We've given some good options.
Definitely no toothbrushes. No one wants a telescope.
No, because then he's going to have to carry that in his suitcase back home.
And then also,
Don't get anything that's going to be cumbersome for his suitcase.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's inconvenient. Don't inconvenience someone with your gifts. Okay? That's another one of my pet peeves.
I think gift cards. But also,
you don't get to like open the gift card.
But then what if she gets him something that he gets to open and it's like, oh, try it on. Like what if she gets him a sweater?
No, well, don't do that.
You know,
he's not going to wear a sweater in Miami. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. But he's from Miami. What if they're not from Miami?
I think we gave enough options. Okay.
It hasn't been helpful at all.
No, it hasn't been helpful at all. What did I say? Nope. I said unhinged advice, people. So don't expect to listen to this podcast and have life figured out. Don't.
We are not QVC hosts yet.
When Hartford got to the point where I realized, like, oh, she's at the age where I need to be giving her vitamins, I had no idea what to do, okay? Because basically, most children's vitamins are just like candy, okay? It's filled with sugar, unhealthy chemicals, like other, like, gummy junk, things like that that kids shouldn't be having. And I didn't know what vitamin to give her. Luckily, someone introduced me to Hiya. And now that's what I give her literally every single day. It's to the point where she loves them so much. They taste so good that she asks for them all day long. And I have to say, like, no, you can only have one a day. And she says, vitamine, vitamine, because I guess that's how you say vitamin in Italian. So, like, that's what Bo says for her. But I love Hiya because I feel like everything about their company is so transparent, okay? And it's formulated with the help of nutritional experts. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and vegetables, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and so many others so that you can help your kids' immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, like everything that you have to worry about when you have a kid. Plus, they don't got all that sugar. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, so you don't have to worry about anything. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. So to claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. This deal is not available on the regular website, so go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. I think if you've listened to my podcast before, we're at this point, you probably know that I'm not good at cooking. I'm not the cook in the house. Bo is. But sometimes Bo isn't here to cook for us. And that's why I like to have HelloFresh around the house. Well, in my refrigerator, just in case. Okay. So HelloFresh, it's America's number one meal kit, but you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So it makes it so easy. I mean, think about it. When you want to cook for your family, you have to, like, go on Pinterest, find a recipe, then, like, write down, like, all the ingredients you need, drive yourself to the grocery store, get all those ingredients that take so much time. And then you, like, end up buying so many ingredients that you don't end up even using all of it. So it just feels like a waste. And it takes so long to cook the thing and follow the instructions anyway. Like, no, thank you. I vote no, thank you. That is why I like HelloFresh, because you can just go on their website and pick from so many different options, and the options are changing all the time. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week. So all you have to do is go on, pick what you want, and then it's delivered to your door. Like, they also have snacks. They have 15-minute meals. They have different options, like desserts. They have party pleasers. There's so many things on this website. So if you're hosting a party, you can actually go and find a charcuterie board. So go to HelloFresh.com/StassiFree and use code StassiFree for free breakfast for life. That's one breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/StassiFree with code StassiFree. I am all about elevating my wardrobe right now. I want to have pieces that are well-made, they're high quality, they feel luxurious, they stand the test of time. That's what I'm after right now. And I've just recently gotten into Rails. I mean, the fabrics are so soft. The sweaters are so weighty that they feel like they cost so much money. They're luxurious and they will stand the test of time. On Thanksgiving, I actually wore my Rails turtleneck, and it just felt like I was just wearing straight luxury, to be honest. So whether you're looking to add something incredible to your own wardrobe, or, you know, you're trying to find the perfect holiday gift, Rails offers versatile clothing that can take you anywhere. I mean, sweaters, outerwear, effortless dresses, and now they have a men's collection from, like, classic button downs to travel ready tees. Just It's really, really nice clothing. And Rails provides free worldwide shipping and free returns. So enjoy 10% off your first order on rails.com when you sign up for emails. That's RAILS.com. All right, next question.
Hi, Stassi and Bo. It's Deanna. I was calling to wish you guys a happy holidays. I wasn't able to get my card in the mail in time, so I sent it to you on Instagram if you want to check it out. Anyways, my unhinged, ridiculous Christmas advice is I need everyone to know that putting 15 blow-ups in your front yard is a lazy excuse of decorating for Christmas. Anyways, I'd love to get your thoughts on it. I hope you agree because you have a very good style. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I love Deanna. I love her. I love her. And this is the thing. Couldn't agree more. No one.
It's so.
This is the thing. You guys, inflatable Christmas decorations are ugly. No one looks at that and says, like, cute. However, I don't get mad at them because I have kids.
No one looks
so
at them
when I
like,
pass a house that has the inflatable decorations, I'm always like, Hartford, look. And she gets a kick out of it. So like, I'm not mad at it.
You never look at that house and you're like,
but I never look about it.
That's a Butte, Clark.
Yeah, no, no, I don't. Exactly.
You don't say that.
No. I don't say that's a Butte. Not at all.
Yeah.
It is kind of lazy. But I appreciate at least the little effort was put in. I appreciate any effort at all.
I would like to ask her one thing. What is more lazy, the blow-ups or those laser lights? the lazy laser lights where you literally, they're $20 on Amazon, they're solar powered or they're, and you just put them out there and they shoot lasers onto your house.
But I love laser lights.
You like it until you actually look into it and you're freaking burned.
This is a
hole in your cornea.
My mom does laser lights and she lives in the woods. So when we're driving down to her house, I feel like we're driving into the galaxy.
Eric,
and it just, it
says he's like, Dana Turner, you can't go into the neighbor's house because it literally is blinding.
I like a laser light.
But
it is the laziest. Though.
I do like it when they hit the trees, and especially in your mom's place in Lake Arrowhead, like the mountain towns.
Fucking galaxy.
You shoot it up into the 500-year-old pine trees or whatnot like that. Cool. But when your lazy lasers are just on your house.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree. When they're just on your house, not a vibe. But when you are surrounded by beautiful nature, so many
that
high
works.
Trees, and the lasers, they hit every tree. You do feel like it's like you're entering the Northern Lights or something.
Yeah, but there is something too, just about a blow up, you know?
No, and there it's isn't.
Like, yeah.
No, well, there isn't actually anything about one.
Well, it takes more effort than the lazy lasers.
But there's nothing about it.
But it will get more attention than the lazy lasers.
It gets more attention from kids, and I can appreciate that. But
I mean, Santa Claus is lazy. You know what I mean? It's like,
he's not. Does he build the toys? Think of all.
No, he does not. The elves build the toys. He makes reindeer fly, flies around. He doesn't get in a car. He's lazy.
He has to literally go down 6 billion chimneys, bro.
Yeah. And he eats cookies. But he doesn't make the toys.
Santa has to go on a journey.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
He has to do so much. He does
still
the most,
lazy.
Bo.
No, he
doesn't
do the most.
He couldn't do more.
He's just the delivery man. And then he's judging all these kids. He's sending little elves to see how they're going to judge kids and make them have coal.
No,
you watch them, bro.
If you can hit
all these houses in one day, then you sit there and have a Santa on a shelf. If Snoop, he had to hire Snoop to be Snoop on the stoop because he couldn't hire any more elves to sit there and do his job of making sure which kid is good or not.
Can you imagine? No, do you know how much effort it takes to go through the naughty and nice list? Like, are you kidding?
I know,
he has to literally read about every fucking kid.
Source Snoop Dogg to help him in this.
That's so crazy. Time consuming.
I don't know. I feel like it's a fraud. He's lazy. Like Santa right now would do the lazy lasers. He wouldn't sit there and be Clark Griswold stapling lights to the house.
You're right. He wouldn't, because he's too busy reading everyone's lists and letters
and checking them twice. Right. Yeah. And where does he get the coal from too, by the way? You know what I mean? It's like, we haven't had steam trains in forever. Like, what is happening right now?
The coal thing, that's not real. That's just something that we made up to tell. Exactly. You were about to say it, but no, exactly. No.
You do not ruin this Christmas spirit.
No.
You.
The coal isn't real. No. Think we answered that one. Next question.
Wow.
I'll never have an inflatable. Just you hear it here.
Hey, Stassi. This is Kayla from Texas, longtime fan since like day one VPR. So I have a 2-year-old little girl who's very much like Hartford, personality wise. So I just first want to say I appreciate y'all sharing your parenting journey so like I can get tips from y'all and figure out what might work for us too. My question is, what are you guys getting Hartford for Christmas? And how do you like rein it in present wise? Do you guys like give your family like direction about what they should get Hartford potentially for Christmas and Messer now too? So you don't just end up with like a bunch of weird crap. Also like, you know, reining it in because we don't want them to turn into spoiled brats. My husband has already gone like way overboard. So any advice to keep him in check is also appreciated. Okay. Thank you so much. I love you so much forever. Nisa. All right. Bye.
Okay. We were just having this conversation earlier today, me and Bo, about how 2024 needs to be the year where Hartford stops getting presents.
For real.
'Cause she gets too much. I have said to my family, please do not get Hartford a lot of things. I said that last year. I said it the year before. No one ever fucking listens to me.
No one
listens to me. I'm trying hard to not turn her into a monster, but no one will let me.
But also it's like, it's not just turning into a monster. It's literally about appreciating gifts. And
yes,
when you have so much stuff, and just for me reading like articles about this stuff, it's like, I totally understand like with the parents that they have like 4 or 5 toys. And that's it.
I really do get that. Yes.
Because she's saturated with...
It overwhelms her. When there's too many toys around. Yeah. Like, it's really is more beneficial to have less toys. And like, we've slowly realized that since becoming parents. Like, the more shit she has, like, the worse it is.
I mean, literally an empty box of like mac and cheese is going to be like Messer's first Christmas present. And he's going to have so much fun just opening that box and looking at the colors. And he's going to have that box for a very long time.
I mean,
that's a joke, but
yeah,
but literally like we're going to bring it back to like the 1800s where they get like wood dolls made out of trees. And people might think that like might be from like how horror movies start, but you know, just something simple. You know what I mean?
No. So we are getting Hartford. What's so crazy is that, okay, so this is something that I do like to do every year. I like a wow gift, like one wow gift every year. Like when Hartford was 11 months old, we had like the life-size deer stuffed animal. That she still has them in her room. And I felt like that was like a wow present. Like, oh, that's so cool. Last year we had a little, a play tent
right
next to the tree. That just, we got rid of because I'm like, why the fuck did I do this to myself? Now like, our living room's ugly.
Not only that, it was massive.
Yeah, it was like literally huge. It was a second house. Yeah. We had a mortgage on that tent. Okay. So we got rid of it. And this time I'm like, what is the wow present going to be? She loves princesses. She loves actually playing with the dolls and the princess dolls and playing make-believe. So I'm like, I want to get her like a big size castle, which I did. So I did.
Yep.
Found it on Amazon.
But is it the castles? Because I got her 2 castles, but it's for the little people characters.
Those are smaller for the little people characters. Technically, the castle I got her
is this like an open
Barbie's sized dolls. Okay. So I got her this castle.
Where the F is that going? First of all.
Maybe in her room.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. And I got her a Cinderella doll because she is asking for it. Well, the craziest thing is that after I already got the castle, I asked her, I've been asking her, what do you want for Christmas? What are you going to tell Santa? And she like met Santa so many times this past week.
I mean, like for real.
And all she keeps saying is castle, a castle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, am I just the best mom in the whole world? Am I psychic? How did I know that she was going to start saying castle? Did she see the box? Like, did she see it when it was delivered?
No.
Because she keeps saying she wants a castle and then she'll say Cinderella. So I got her a Cinderella Barbie.
They have a Cinderella Barbie?
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's made by Barbie.
Does it have like her OG dress?
You mean
where she's scrubbing the floor?
No. It has the good dress.
Well, she just needs to know that, like, you know, like life gets hard sometimes and you have to be able to power through it.
She needs to learn
that will teach her work ethic.
But hear how much more psychic-y this situation is.
Magical.
Hear this. Okay. So I decided to order her the Cinderella Barbie doll that comes with the horse and carriage.
Okay.
The other day.
Is it a pumpkin carriage?
No, it's the carriage. It's after the pumpkin's turned into the carriage.
But isn't it like part pumpkin? No?
The pumpkin turns into a carriage.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't look like a pumpkin once it's already turned.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
After I already bought her that, and I was asking her again, what are you telling Santa you want for Christmas?
Lucifer?
She said Cinderella and horsey. What? It's like she read my mind.
Well, she also has her phone.
It's like she looked at my Amazon account.
I was going to say, she's got your Amazon history.
It was so crazy. Stop.
What is that?
Cinderella in her
cleaning up.
And you need to get them.
I'm not mad at that.
You need to get the sisters too, because we've also shown her Cinderella 2 and Cinderella 3. Cinderella 3 is fucked up. It's a weird ass. It's like a bunch of shorts.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And the fact that she likes Cinderella 3, I'm saying they're going like, maybe we shouldn't let her watch Cinderella 3. It's a little, it's out there.
It's weird.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's insane. So that's why I was like,
it's not a vibe.
It's her vibe. She loves it. I'm like, this is like.
Okay. But this is the thing. I don't know how to, like, I don't have advice on how.
I will say one thing about the parents. Now that you have a daughter that's Hartford's age, so she's 3 years old. So that means that you have other friends with children. So you take the presents that your family gives them and then you re-gift them for her friends' birthday parties throughout the year.
Honestly, a really great idea.
So it's like, if you don't like the presents that your family got your daughter, or then you re-gift them.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If your family has an issue with it, you can be like, she broke it.
She didn't like it.
She didn't like it. She threw it in the garbage. Like, she drew on it. It's broken.
Can we just talk about how gifts can become a burden?
Yep.
Like, this is my issue with gift giving, okay? Sometimes people gift you things that are too big.
Oh, God.
When people do that, I'm like, I don't have a place in my house for this. Like, why are you giving me this?
It's like I bought you a carriage bed for your daughter.
And they're like, why haven't I seen it? Why haven't you sent me photos with her playing with it? I'm like, because I put it in my storage unit because I don't have a yard.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, but we don't have any room for this. So like, don't send gifts to people that become a burden.
Yeah.
And then we have to like find a way to get rid of it. Now it's a car ride to our storage unit. And then we feel guilty about the fact that we can't give our kid this because there's nowhere to put it. Like, give gifts that aren't burdensome.
That's why Polly Pocket was invented.
Right?
So you can put her in her pocket. You can put them in a bag. They can pull it out of the bag. You know, get a gift where it's like a mom can put it in a diaper bag or a purse, or the kid can play it in the car seat.
That's a great idea.
Fun. Until they get
something
older.
Like a gift for, you know, it's a good gift for kids when they're at like the dinner table, you know, something that's not a phone or an iPad so that like they're like little activities. So mm-hmm. like it's small and that's useful and everyone loves it, you know?
Yep. It's sort of like getting, I don't know why, it just makes me think of like, someone's like, hey, I have a company coming over to build you a clubhouse fort in your backyard. And you're like, we have a deck. What are you talking? We don't have a yard.
No, I'm like, surprised someone hasn't done that yet. It's like, it's incredible. Gift givers, they just.
But I spent so much money on it. I want to show you that's how I show love.
And I'm like,
show love this way. I spent money on you. Yeah, now you enjoy it.
I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to be put in this position. This feels unfair. Gift giving, Not my thing.
What's now it's like, it makes me want to be like, what's that? There's like that one, like super religious, like Christian faith that like they don't do presents and, it's not super religious, but, they don't celebrate birthdays and all that stuff.
Is it
and
just like a parenting philosophy?
Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witness. It took a second.
They don't?
You know, cause one of my friends became a Jehovah's Witness when, after high school and like didn't do the birthdays, didn't do Christmas. And I'm like, now as an adult with children, I'm like, dude, God. How much money you save and how much stress over the holiday.
Like, you know what? But you know what also is tough? Hartford's birthday is right after Christmas. So we have to buy all of the presents just like all at once. But this is the thing. Hartford gets so many presents from other people and like family members that like for her birthday, get her like one thing.
It's just going to move over.
No, I'm just going to give her like one thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Pushing the Christmas presents over to her birthday. She doesn't need anything. That's the thing too. I feel like until she's like,
but it's not about needing something
Or like wanting something special. Like she literally is like,
but like, I love watching her open presents. It's actually like one of my favorite things in the whole world.
Right. And then she opens up all 17,000 of them.
Right.
And then forgot the first one that's from.
Yeah.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's why I think for her birthday, I'm just going to get her something meaningful that I will put in her memory box. And she'll have it, and she'll know that on her third birthday, I gave this to her.
I'm excited for when she gets old enough that we could build Lego together. Like that.
What if she doesn't like Lego?
She will like.
Every kid likes Lego.
She loves her father.
Okay.
I am the apple of her eye.
I know.
She loves. Is that the word?
Pressure.
All right.
Yeah. She loves the Rams now, kind of. You know.
We did walk in when we went to the grocery store the other day so she could go to the bakery and pick out something that she wanted. She looked over at a TV in the grocery store and there's a TV in the grocery store because there's a bar in our grocery store that just opened up. Why haven't we gone there? Why haven't we gone to the bar at Gelson's?
Why haven't
we gone and sat at the bar at the grocery?
Because we can go across the street and go to Tom, or whatever it's called. Swords and Sandies.
But that just feels like something we would do. Like,
100%.
Why haven't we done it?
Because we have children. What are we going to do? Have them sit next to us? Are we just going to sit at the bar, have a glass of wine, and then Hartford will be in the cart, and I'll just be like, here's the phone.
Like, if we were single, like, not single, but, like, childless, like, to just the other... We would have been there every day.
No,
I would.
At the grocery store?
At the bar?
No, you would not. Because you wouldn't, first of all, you wouldn't be at the grocery store. You'd be postmating groceries.
I would just love that there's an easy bar to go to.
Right across the street, there's Schwartz and Sandy's.
No, that you don't have to get dressed up in. You could wear your Uggs and your...
Lavalita. There's all of the places. There's birds.
There's something cozy about a grocery store bar.
It's freezing. It's literally right next to the meat and produce. That's the aisle where everyone's nipples get hard. It's frozen. And then what are you going to do? Get little toasty on rosé, turn around and look at all those freaking candies and cakes and princess cakes. I'm into it.
We're going to try it. All right.
All right.
Next question.
Hi, Stassi. I've always been the biggest fan, and I listen to Straight Up with Stassi almost every day. I go back to old episodes and just replay them because I relate to you so much. But I love the holidays like you do. I love decorating. I love doing all the activities. And I just wanted to know if you had any favorite traditions that you do every year that makes the holidays feel like the holidays. Because I have so many, and I want to know what ones you have kept with Hartford from your childhood, or if you've made new ones, and how you're looking forward to the holidays with a newborn baby as a mom of two. But yeah, I love you so much, and happy holidays.
Okay, let me first say, I am actually... Like as excited as I am to be like, okay, this is our first official Christmas, like as four, you know, like that's a big deal. I'm also like half dreading it because we're doing it at our house again, because that is a tradition that I've, because I'm good, the bad, the baby listeners will know that joke. Okay. That is a tradition that I wanted to start now that I'm in my matriarch era. Okay. I want my kids to be able to wake up with their Christmas tree and know that like Santa came, you know, like I'll do like the dirty boots like we did last year for Hartford. And we left her stocking by her door, like Santa moved the stocking by her door.
I'm hoping this year she gets that more because I feel like last year, zero Fs given, didn't understand.
She was only two.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even right now, she's almost three. She gives zero Fs about the freaking elf on the shelf.
No, but every morning she comes and looks for it.
Right. But she doesn't understand that if she's being a bad girl.
No, she doesn't get that.
That Santa's, the elf is watching her and you're going to tell Santa to not give her, to give her coal that doesn't exist, but whatever, not giving her presents.
Yeah, she doesn't
she's
get
still,
that.
She's literally like, fuck you. I don't, just, wow, cool. This elf moves around.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
you're
why
correct.
I'm also not getting so into like, let's make the powder, like the elf got into something because she would give zero Fs.
No,
like we took her
year,
fake cookie and hung it up next to her. She lost her shit. She's like, this stupid elf needs to give me my freaking cupcake ornament.
Yes.
I'm about to break the, I'm freaking
you guys,
out.
I made a big mistake.
So the
even
whole,
the teachers at school, when I picked her up from school, was like, hopefully the elf gives you your cupcake back. I'm like, what have you been saying to them at school? I look like a bad parent. But like, I was trying to do it. Like, we've been trying to do those creative elf on the shelf things. No, Hartford's like,
next year,
give me back my fucking cupcake ornament. The elf took it and she was pissed. Like, it backfired.
All day.
Bo tried to put up cookies with it. She's like, I want the fucking cookies. Yeah. I'm like, okay, she's not ready for the creative elf on the shelf things.
Yeah.
So this year we're just moving the elf around.
She knows he's magical.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That is a Christmas tradition. But what I'm saying, what I was trying to lead with is that I am kind of scared for this Christmas because it's really hard to have a toddler and a newborn. It's not like I'm going to be able to like fully relax and have fun. Like we started this new tradition last year where we said we want to go to this same restaurant in Beverly Hills on Christmas Day.
Oh, right.
And like, we're going to do that on Christmas Day.
Wasn't it Christmas night though? It was like,
yeah,
it
Christmas,
was dark. Yeah.
It's like so, five.
Yeah. He's going
to. So like, it's going to be difficult to have a toddler and a newborn and we're going to, it's, you just can't.
Also, we had like my sister and your sister here last time. Now we're just going to have your
my sister.
So it's like we had more family to help with two kids and now we're minus one.
Yeah. So it's I'm nervous about like doing this Christmas.
Were there any traditions in your family that you could bring over, like any things with like your mom's side or your dad's side that you guys did that are you're able to bring over and like implement in our family?
I've thought about this so much and
besides
like
just spiked eggnog.
No, whenever I think about Christmas, like I think about New Orleans, I think about Galatoire's, like that's where we would go on like Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. We would always go to my grandma's house and
should we get like a side of gumbo if we're getting food?
I'm actually like not the biggest fan of gumbo.
Oh.
But I like oysters in my stuffing.
Crawdads.
We could do that.
Oh, that's a Boston thing, I think.
Well, my grandma did that.
New England.
There's also this Kris Kringle cake that my grandmother would buy and tell the Kris Kringle story.
I don't even know what that is.
I feel like I should do that. I should order it. And I should start doing that because my grandmother did that. I feel like what I've been trying to do, like we've been hosting Christmas Eve every year and people have been coming to us. I've been trying to turn into my grandma. Like my grandma would host everyone at her house Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day or night, we would go to either Galatoire's or like one of like the really nice restaurants at like the nice hotels, like and get all dressed up and go downtown in New Orleans in the French Quarter. So like, that's what we do. That's what I'm trying to do. I've just realized this in my head, but in LA.
Right.
So it's like I host Christmas Eve and then we go to a really nice restaurant in Beverly Hills on Christmas Day. Like that's like my tradition vibe.
Okay. I like that.
But I can't really think of like specific, I mean, I make a Yule log every year.
Yeah.
No big deal.
What's the Kris Kringle story?
I don't even remember it now. You have to read it. Like they just read it. I'll order it this time and I will put it on social media. I'll put it on social media. But it's like shaped like a king cake.
Okay, so it's square.
But it was a circle.
Oh, king cake's a circle?
Yeah.
That's the one with all the plastic baby dolls inside that are...
Yeah.
Why do you have a baby in there? I don't understand that.
Because whoever gets the piece that has the baby in it has to buy the next king cake.
That's the tradition.
No sense.
Like, so was the baby?
I've never thought about it.
But before there was plastic babies in New Orleans, what did they put in there? Like, why is there a baby?
Please hold.
Usually when things involve babies, back in the day, did a real baby get thrown into this king cake?
Traditionally, a small porcelain baby symbolizing Jesus is hidden in the cake, king cake, and is a way for residents of New Orleans to celebrate their Christian faith. I mean, I went to a Catholic school, so now I understand. I get. We just were never taught that it was baby Jesus.
Well, the baby symbolizes it says luck, Christian, not Catholic.
The baby symbolizes luck and prosperity to whoever finds it. All I know is that if you found it, then you had to bring the king cake the next time.
Like, I get worried when there's like homemade chicken soup off the bone. Like, I'm gonna break my teeth eating a bone, like, or like even like a freaking tamale with like real chicken in there. I mean, nervous as hell cutting into that cake, like picking. You want to just scarf it down, and like all of a sudden there's a baby leg, a porcelain which could break.
Why do I feel like I dreamt or that it's true that that's illegal now, that like they don't do that anymore?
Putting babies in cakes?
I mean, it's probably a choking hazard.
Yeah.
100%.
But ask your friend who's a baker in New Orleans.
Yeah, I will. Because
what about Alex? Alex would probably know. She makes gumbo at home. I mean, like, literally, if play school or all those things are like sending out like warnings, and there's 17,000 warnings on every box you get of a toy, there's got to be a warning for like a freaking choking hazard in a cake.
Yeah, for sure. Can I just say, though, also going with Christmas traditions, the way that decorating my house feels like taking Prozac, like the way that when I wake up in the morning, I have to go and turn on all of the Christmas lights, the Christmas tree, like open up the house, make it feel alive, light the Christmas tree candle, you know, that smells like Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to do that before I even get Messer. Like, I will let Messer cry. Like, I have to do all that first, yeah. Then go on YouTube, put on Christmas ambiance, pick one of the ones that I like. Normally it's Victorian Christmas. It's like a scene of like an outdoor Victorian coffee shop, and it's like
the video images are just so ridiculous. It's like someone got like layered. It's almost like a painting. It's like someone layered like a house, and then they grab like, oh, I'm going to take the fire icon and put it over there. And then I'm going to take the outside window, and we're going to be in Paris this time. But the next window will have like a thing of New York City. And then I'm going to add the snow, but in the back. And then it's like, there's got to be like an app for this because it's so ridiculous.
It's my favorite thing in the world. It is my favorite thing in the world.
While you're talking, I was sitting there thinking of like a tradition. What if it's like traveling? Because there is something, because I finished high school, lived in Florida a lot, and then in Los Angeles for, I guess, what, 24 years now. All of my Christmases have been warm, like rare. Yeah. So the only times is like when I would go spend Christmas in Nashville with my dad.
Oh my God.
But even like when I first met my birth father and started going to Italy for Christmas, Milan was wet. It's not snowy. Then when I went to Berlin for Christmas and New Year's, that felt Christmassy. But like, I've never had like that whole like, wow, it's cold outside, baby, it's cold outside. You know, there's never been that type of thing unless I've been away. So majority of all my Christmases has always been Florida and California. Let's just say that. And then the few times of Nashville and having that real, like what you see, like the Griswolds with all that stuff, that is something that I like long for. And mm-hmm. I love, like, I've never had Christmas in New York.
Well, we, you know? Okay.
And we've talked about that too.
We've discussed this because like I mentioned earlier, we wanted to go to Scotland because it looks Christmassy as fuck.
And right. But I think it's not that Christmassy as fuck. I feel like,
you know, just telling ourselves that
France and Germany are the Christmassy AF.
Totally.
Vienna. You know what I mean? There's like the areas that are full on snow, the Christmas marks, you know.
I've been to Vienna for Christmas.
Okay.
And nothing was open. So me, really? My mom, Lance, my stepdad at the time, my siblings, we had to eat food from a gas station in our hotel room.
But you know, that food is probably really good.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Like, because nothing was open. That was how I spent Christmas in Austria. But it was Chris. Everything else was Christmassy. We just couldn't, nothing was open.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll never forget that because I was like, this is not what Christmas is supposed to be. I was such a brat. Like, I was such a brat.
You were?
I do like that. I do like the idea of us traveling.
Because it's like, instead of presents, you travel. No, wait, hold the door. Hold the door. Let me finish. Instead of getting all these presents, you travel someplace and then you get a present there. So like if you're going to do New York, you know, it's like you buy the presents while you're there that's maybe themed of the city. If you're going to go to some place that's snowy Christmassy, not wet slush Christmassy.
I'd have to think about the logistics because I want to keep the Christmas alive for my children. Okay. I hear you. I love traveling. Yep. I hear you.
Yep.
And I want to travel for Christmas. I also wrestle with the fact that I want my kids to wake up with their tree in their house. So
well,
I think
we can you can literally order a tree from Amazon and have it sent to the hotel or the Airbnb.
It's like you also leave Santa a note at home saying, here's where we're going. So yeah. And he comes wherever you
Yeah, we just like have to think of the logistics, draw up some battle plans, you know, to prepare.
When can children take melatonin for airplanes?
Yeah. All right. Final question.
Hey, girl. Stop. I'm drunk as fuck, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, I just had twins. Not really just had them. They'll be two in February. I really love your fucking son on Instagram. He's adorable. And your daughter is literally your mini-me. You literally have the same color hair, and I cannot get over it. And your house is like my house. I can't. Anyways, I need to know about the Tony. You've been promoting the Tony. I need to know if I need to get it for my twins. My twins will be two on February 7th. I need to know, is the Tony worth it? Do I need to spend $100 on the fucking Tony? Like, is it fucking worth it? I think it is because my kids are psychotic over the television. They love the Grinch. They love trolls. They love every fucking thing on the television. So I need help. Thank you. Bye-bye. I love you. Please come back to fucking Vanderpump because you and Bo would be chef's kiss. I love you. Bye.
My hero. My actual hero. She's my hero.
Yeah, but God,
wait.
Tomorrow,
sorry, I'm drunk. I just had twins. They're turning two.
Her hangover is gonna hurt.
Yeah,
she
went to a Christmas party.
She definitely doesn't know about charcoal pills, yeah. Or she does,
or she does, and she'll be fine. Obviously, I don't know what each kid individually is going to like. Like, every kid gravitates towards different things. It's like kids are like taste buds, you know, like I can't control what like somebody else tastes and thinks is good. I mean, or not.
There was gifts that someone gave Hartford when she was two. She never liked it. And then she, you know, a year later, she loved it.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone's different.
All I can say is that Hartford is obsessed with the Tony box. Our child is obsessed with the Tony box, and she is somebody who is also obsessed with the TV or getting her hands on a TV or a phone, and it makes her psycho. Makes her crazy to have so much screen time. So we try to limit screen time to like only when we're desperate, only like when we like need to do it and there are like no other options. And she loves the Tony box.
And the one fun thing, there's one of these little characters that you can record your own voice. And literally when you put it on, you can literally do a karaoke song, or you can act like Santa and you can do weird stuff. So that I always like getting on there, and you're like, you're bored at work. You're just going to sit there and write up something. If you're watching your kids on like the monitor or something, you'd be like, don't touch that. Or I got this for you. You do that, you know, and then they put it on and it's like a new voice. It's like, it's almost like they're coming to life. I think
it's really fun. Like when I went to Philadelphia for Call Her Daddy, the podcast, I like left a voicemail or a voice thing. So when she put her little figure on, she could hear me talk to her and say how much I miss her and I love her. Like, I don't know. She just loves it. I think because she can be in control of something. She can, t- she, She knows how to like press for the next song or the next story. She can control the volume.
It's
like
to hit. So when you slam the right side of that box into the next song.
Like, I'll feel bad if you get it and your kids don't like it. All I'm saying is my kid loves it. That's it. So that was my pour it out episode. How do you feel?
Well, I'm ready to take a purple pill and see what the rest of the day looks like. Kidding.
You guys, next week, I am taking off. So we will not have an episode out next week, but we will the following week.
Will that be the new year?
It'll be the new year.
Wow.
Yeah.
But 2024.
Do you do resolutions?
How long have I been with you?
I know, but we've never discussed this.
No, I like to do resolutions on like Wednesdays. Just like every week, because it's like everyone tries to do one on a Monday. It's this, you know, the new week or new something. No. I'm just going to do it whenever I want to.
I meant a new year resolution.
No, I know. But no.
And I've never heard of weekly resolutions being a thing.
Yeah. Just start off with something. It's like, I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to get on that spin bike.
Yeah. I don't ever do resolutions.
I've never done it, but maybe would you want to do it this year?
No. It's like, why add another thing to my to-do list?
I'm going to start off small. I'm going to get 2 abs.
Yeah. I've never been an abby person. Like that's not my strong suit. I don't have it. I've never had abs.
Well, I just want to have just two. And I don't know if I want them on the top or like the bottom part.
That's a good question. If you could have abs
like, should I have two abs on the top or get just the V?
I think I would.
Can you have a beer belly and the V?
I would prefer at the top. I could wear lots of high waisted things and then you could see those aren't in anymore. They're classic, timeless, elegant.
No, because from the 60s when they started wearing those things, the bathing suits that are like.
I'm not talking about. First of all, I have to wear high-waisted things now.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I'm not the same girl I used to be. My body is different. Even when I got back to my pre-baby, like, body.
Wedding body?
That skin is flab-a-lab-lab. It's flabbing all around. It is loose and stretched out.
No.
And when I go like this, it's not taut. It's not tight.
It doesn't matter how in shape I am. I'm going to disagree with that because the way that you're describing that is not what your stomach was like.
I'm never going to wear a bikini again unless it's high waisted.
Did you wear a bikini? Oh yeah, you did wear bikinis.
Every now and then, but it wasn't my fave.
You're always more of like a
one piece girly through and through because I'd like to enjoy myself while I'm out. You know, I've never been someone who could enjoy myself if my stomach was showing. Never, ever. Quite literally ever. I just don't understand how people can do it. Like people who are like, I can't wait for beach season. I can't wait for the summer. Bikini time. What? How do you relax? How do you breathe? How do you feel feelings while you are showing your stomach? I don't understand.
Well, maybe they have a really cool belly button ring and they want to show it off.
I've just never been that girly.
Have you ever had a belly button ring?
Definitely not. You definitely not, Bo.
Well, I don't know. I asked, have you ever had a belly
button
ring?
Do I seem to you like I'm adventurous enough for a belly button ring?
Vanilla.
Happy holidays, everyone. Please go rate, review, and subscribe.
go buy yourself a Christmas tree belly button ornament charm.
Thanks for being here, Bo. I love you.
Really?
I do.
Give me my coupon book.
Bye.